Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the show. Phones are open. And you can join us here as... you can join us here as we kick off the third hour. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Nikki and Bonnie.
We're going to continue here. We actually have Sarah in New Mexico on the line with us. And we're going to get into Nikki's story for the night, which is the doctors that may be facing prison time in Canada for simply having a different opinion. Which we'll get into that coming up here. The number again, 603-283-6160. And now apparently just 8% of Americans have a positive view of cryptocurrencies, at least according to a recent poll. We can get into that as well. But as I said, we're going to continue with Sarah in New Mexico. Bonnie, you had some questions for Sarah about her work history. Can you kind of recap what you were asking her?
Yeah, you asked Sarah if she had ever worked a day in her life, and she said, well, I never worked on the books. And I was interested in that because...
Which I support, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I support working without paying taxes, but I was just confused because I thought that she worked regular jobs before she went, went to the mental health.
You would also think that a communist would love taxes, right?
Sarah?
Well, you know what? I worked as a secretary and nursing assistant, and then I waxed up and winded up in a mental hospital when I was 18.
Okay, so you worked as a secretary prior to being 18 years old?
And a nurse's assistant.
Yeah, but high school, like, they train you for job training or whatever, so I passed out flyers or whatever, and then once I got clocked up, I never worked on the books, but I'm helping Richard.
Oh,
and,
she's saying she was in training for that.
So wait, did you ever collect a paycheck?
Yeah, I actually got paycheck for like 6 months or something.
Okay, all right. So you did work
for 6 months.
Okay, that's good. And you're now in your 50s? You're now in your 50s?
I'm 53.
Okay.
And, you know, and then with my network, you only get paid if you're the enroller. You have to sign people up, and you have to be the enroller. So I'm just a customer. So Richard, he is the enroller. He wants to enroll people. Yeah. So
Right. So you actually are you're kind of getting paid in that Richard gives you a place to stay and you help him with some of the things that he's doing.
Right. I mean, he shares whatever he makes, whatever he shares with me and I share with him. I get my EBT. He eats some of my food and whatever money he makes, he helps me out. Just goes back. But I do pay him rent, my part of the rent.
Gotcha. I thought you were getting free rent. I thought you were getting free rent for being like a naked maid or something like that.
Well, you know, I still have to pay something. There's nothing for free. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's a real job.
Well, it's true. They say, Sarah, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And it sounded like you were working for your housing in return for like cleaning while you were in the buff.
I support it.
Hey, whatever.
I mean, look,
you got it.
No
use
money whatsoever. Look, if I didn't pay any money, he would make me pay for it with sex. How about that? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
goodness.
Do I want to be put in that predicament? I mean, no. That's how men are.
But you are admitting that you do clean his house naked.
Well, he used to look at me, you know.
Yeah,
she already did it a minute before.
Yeah.
It's a little perv.
I mean, hey, you know, whatever works for you, Sarah. I'm not judging you for it. I'm not.
I'm really not either.
Help out.
I just wanted to ask about that phrase. You said you worked, but not on the books, and it sounds like you did, but whatever.
Well, I mean, I work. I find people. I give them referrals, and then Richard goes in and finds them out. I expand the company.
How do you find them? What do you do to prospect, as they call it?
Well, you know what? I go into businesses. They let me leave their business cards of their business. Most of them they do. So I give them most of them they're friendly enough to have them explain to of the situation. But I'm just a customer, and this company, 80% of the people are just customers.
Sure.
They got a full time job. Yeah. But the other ones, once you sign up, you got to market. You got to deliver. But this one, all you do is you have 35 point commitments, You order what you want for yourself, and that's it. If you don't want to tell anybody, you don't get paid. All I get is loyalty dollars.
I'm sure you get. I'm sure you'd have more success going in as, you know, in more of the customer role because it's less salesy and they probably trust you a little bit more. You're like, hey, I use these products too. I like them and let me refer you to my guy.
But there's got to be the multi-level thing going on here,
absolutely.
Right, Sarah? Like where you can get recruit people to recruit people to recruit people and then you make big money. That's got to be with this product, right?
Yeah, right. All I'm entitled to is I could get two generations of free loyalty dollars, 7% coming up just as a customer. I don't sign anybody up.
Yeah, but they have that, right? Like, I know you're denying that.
Well, what happened if you just stopped buying this stuff? Wouldn't you save more money than you're saving on the product you're buying? Do you really need this stuff? That's how they get you. They tell you, like, oh, you'll save on buying this. But what would happen if you just stopped buying it?
Well, why would I give up these products when all the other products are much inferior?
Right, she's bought in totally to the idea that this one company creates the most superior products, which is, of course, the network marketing pitch of all of these companies that are in this space. They
Young
all
Living
are the best.
Will send their workers to...
Was this the one you worked for?
No, Young Living.
I did this one.
Oh, okay.
It's an essential oil. They'll work their workers to like the fields where they grow the lavender, and they'll go on tours, and it'll be like
they'll sell it to
them.
We only
grow the best lavender only in Utah,
and it's very expensive. And you have to actually with Young Living, you have to buy $130
per month,
at
right?
least a month yep. before you can even get paid.
Typical. That's like typical network marketing stuff.
Like what job makes you spend money before you can get paid?
Right.
Well, you got to be a product of the product, as they say.
Well, that's how they're successful.
Yes, you do, Sarah. Yes, you do. Now, aren't
your
essential oils, hold on, Sarah, aren't your essential oils the best in the world?
You know what? It is just as good as Young Living, but they overprice. Other companies, they overprice. Ours sells it for half the price. And I think that it is the best. I believe in our products, and I'm happy using it. Or I wouldn't be trying to tell other people about it. If you don't believe in something, don't do it.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I do appreciate hearing from you. So Nikki, you were in one of these companies?
Yeah, I was, I wonder how old I was. I was probably like 19.
Same time that I got into one of them, too.
Yeah,
I think I was 20.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a girl I went to high school with, and this is how it goes. It's typical. They message you, hey, girl, you know, I haven't seen you in so long. How are you doing? And I was interested in the essential oils because I'm into, you know, herbalism and natural health and stuff like that, even at that point at 19 years old. So I was like, you know what? These products sound great. I was more interested in the products. And I'm like, well, if I can make some money on the side, that's cool, too.
So
I really wanted the starter kit. I wanted the diffuser and
that's
all the essential oils.
That's how my aunt got me. Like, she got me to, well, I didn't end up doing anything with Young Living, but I did get the starter kit. And I didn't know why I was called that. I thought my aunt was just being nice because, like, she came to Utah where I lived and stayed with us for a few days with because she went on one of those tours, and then she got me to buy the starter kit. I was like,
probably gave
really
you a bunch
cool.
of free samples first.
Yeah.
And what did it cost? What did the starter kit cost?
I don't remember.
I think it was $130.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
And you got what? The diffuser and some starter oils, basically?
Like 20 oils.
Their essential oils are really expensive. Like one little teeny
Typical.
Bottle of tea tree oil is like $80
bucks.
Or $90.
Wow.
And if you go on Amazon right now and you get a different brand, even like a really good quality organic brand, for a 1 milliliter thing, it's not going to be more than like $15. I mean,
that's a huge difference.
They way overprice their oils. And ours are the most pure and it's all organic. And look at, you can come look at this lavender field and it's just a huge scam.
So did you end up signing up to sell them?
I did. I tried it for a little bit. I just suck at selling stuff, and I'm just
It's hard to sell a $90 product when you can go on Amazon and get one for $10 or $15 or whatever, right?
And
like, that's a tough sell.
I'm not really interested in that line of work. Like, that's totally not my... I'm more service-oriented, so, like, I like teaching yoga and working as a nurse, and, you know, I don't want to sell products.
I say that all the time. Like, selling products is just not... natural for me. Like, I joined It Works. It's not essential
oils. Essential? No,
it's, like, health things and these wraps that go around your stomach and make you skinny.
Oh, boy. And those are some fake
products
right
there. And that's how I ended up getting out of it. It's like, my friend was like, how does it work? And I was like, I will figure it out. And, like, my upline couldn't tell me.
They
and
couldn't answer
there was nowhere on the internet that explained it.
Are they still in business?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think.
It amazes me how long the life cycle is on these companies in some cases. More coming up here. We'll talk about it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As sometimes is the case when Sarah calls in. She sparks a conversation about network marketing because a lot of the hosts on the show, as a lot of people in, you know, real life, have had experiences in this so-called industry.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's a lot of, like, you know, people who were kind of entrepreneurial get caught up in it.
Yeah.
Like, I think you fit that description. Somebody who's desperate.
I got caught up in it, yeah.
I was desperate, literally. I needed a second job, and I was like, where's it going to come from? And this lady emailed or messaged me on Facebook Messenger saying, how would you like to work for my company? I was like, sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You can work from home. I want to get further into it here because you ladies both have experience with some of these companies. I also had one 20 years ago. And we can you can share your thoughts as well. The number 603-283-6160. And we do have a TikTok channel, by the way. You can go to tiktok.freetalklive.com. Aria said that she said that the video that had been banned has now been unbanned on our TikTok channel, which was Conan losing his mind over drag shows from a couple of weeks
ago. It's pretty hilarious.
It's a pretty good clip. Yeah, so Aria gets the credit for clipping that one out and uploading it there. But if you want to follow us on TikTok,
it's been over 10,000
views. Not bad, not bad. It's our number one video, which we only have like 10 of them or something or less. But hey, you know, we're trying over there at that TikTok channel. Go to tiktok.freetalklive.com. It'll be there for as long as before they take us down, right? Because at some point they're probably going to ban the channel because, you know, we're not really big fans of government, and the Chinese corporation that runs TikTok certainly is. Let's go to Chuck. He's in Washington State. Go ahead, Chuck.
So I wanted to throw this curveball at y'all. I don't know if you heard about the 25 people that were arrested over in Germany by the German federal police.
No.
So this is probably about 14 hours old, I guess. Oh. I don't know. Maybe it's less than 24 hours. And I find it ironic that it happened on December 7th.
Pearl Harbor?
But anyway, over in Germany. But anyway, so 25 people, they had, I guess, a shadow-type government-type plan all set up.
Mm.
And they were planning to either kill or arrest current members of the German government.
Huh.
The details I've been able to pick off real quick is from DW Deutschwald. It's a media outlet that's funded by the German government. So, like,
of course,
you know. So anyway, just wanted to share that quick bit of information, how interesting that is. By the way, the arrest occurred not only in Germany, but two other countries, one of them Austria, and I think it's the other one is Hungary.
Mm.
So
very interesting.
They planned to start their own shadow government and wanted to kill the people who are currently in power.
Or arrest them. And they believe that it's supposed to be replaced by the government that was pre-World War, or during World War One type of a...
Hmm.
They have a alt-Deutsch type of a perspective.
So it's probably like a whole political ideology behind this and everything.
Were they Nazis?
Yes.
They're dubbing them as a far-right group.
And you know, that's what I thought. It's definitely a far-right-wing group with military ties, some type of, German police ties also, current and active. There's a lot of government-type people that... But I thought it was ironic, even more ironic, that it happened on December 7th over there. If some of the guys wrote a book called My Struggle when they were in jail.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, maybe it's
so apparently, one of the guys that was arrested was 71 years old.
I'm not sure how...
Former lawmaker.
Is the idea here that these 25 were going to do this on their own, or that they have hundreds more supporters waiting quietly somewhere?
Well, that's, I think they were counting on.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that, you know, and it's not just the Germany. I mean, we're looking at Hungary and some of these other people that are re-exploring their European identity. And this is why I kind of laugh and say that the European Union's not really it's a false sense of security. It's a false sense of global security at this point.
Interesting, Chuck. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. There's a lengthy story. I appreciate your call. There's a lengthy piece over the BBC about this. I'll just give you some of the introductory details here because it's way too long to get into. But according to the BBC, these 25 people have been arrested in raids across Germany over 10 or 11 different German states. They're calling them a group of far-right and ex-military figures that are prepared to have a day X to storm the Reichstag Parliament building and seize power. A man named as Heinrich the 13th from an old aristocratic family is alleged to have been central to their plans. That may have been the gentleman he was just talking about. According to federal prosecutors, he's one of two alleged ringleaders among those arrested across the 11 German states. The plotters are said to include members of the extremist Reichsbürger, which stands for Citizens of the Reich movement, which has long been in the sights of German police over violent attacks and racist and anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. They also refuse to recognize the modern German state. You know, I don't know what these people believe, but I definitely understand the idea of not recognizing the state. I mean, I think the state should not exist.
But it's one thing if you're like, oh, this state that started in 1930 is the wrong one, and we need to reinstate 1931.
And the whole violent overthrow thing.
Yeah, I don't
storming
agree with
the parliament.
Yeah, I don't agree with violence, and I don't think any states should exist. I don't want to replace the state with my favorite state.
There's no such thing as a rightful state to exist.
Indeed. The state is evil. I mean, the state is a concept that simply allows humans to dominate other people. That's all it is. It's just an excuse for power. That's all it has ever been.
It allows them to do that, but not rightly. It's just never right. That there will always be natural law that says, like, you have your rights and you can't aggress on other people's. And there's no magic paper that you can write on that you can say, oh, I get to take away these people's rights and it makes it right. It will never, never, ever happen.
Yeah. Unfortunately, as long as there are people who believe in the idea of the state, it will always exist. Now, it doesn't exist in that it's physical, right? Like, and it also doesn't exist in that it is ethereal or outside of this realm or metaphysical or whatever. The state is just an idea. It only exists in people's minds. And it will go away when people stop believing in it. That's it. That's all it will take. But unfortunately, we're not there yet. We're not even close to being there yet, unfortunately. And that's going to be one of the hardest parts about the Crypto 6 trial is that, you know, ultimately, for all the principles that libertarians have, we're still in the minority. And the odds that, you know, one of us is on the jury, probably still pretty small, but still better odds here than in somewhere like California. New York State or California, right? So you can join us here, the number 603-283-6160. Doctors could be facing prison time in Canada. We're going to get to that story coming up here, all for simply having an opinion that is outside of the norm when it comes to medical treatment, which, of course, is why you go to more than one doctor in a lot of cases, right? You want to get a second opinion. You want to talk to somebody else who might see things differently because we're just humans. And doctors are fallible, right? They're educated. Yeah, they probably know more than you do about medical things, but they don't always agree, and that's a good thing. We got more coming up about that and your calls and thoughts, plus maybe a little bit more about network marketing as well if we get the chance. It is Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting.
Virginia restaurant told the Family Foundation that it was no longer welcome to dine at the establishment because of the organization's views on abortion and traditional marriage. About an hour and a half before the organization's party was scheduled to take place in a private dining room at Metzger Bar and Butchery, located in Richmond, Virginia, the restaurant announced that it was unwilling to serve them, citing women and LGBTQ plus staff who would be made uncomfortable. The Biden administration has launched a federal investigation into one of Elon Musk's companies over allegations that the organization violated animal welfare laws. The investigation into Neuralink, where Musk serves as CEO, was launched by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Inspector General at the request of a federal prosecutor. And the newly announced energy partnership between the U.S. and U.K. will aim to reduce global dependence on Russian energy. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian, Nikki, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. Now, maybe you've had some experience in network marketing and it wasn't so great. Or maybe you just love it. You're welcome to call in and share your thoughts. Also, we've got this story about the Canadian doctors that I want to get into. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And we do have Richard on the line here. He's calling from New Mexico. It's Sarah's roommate slash kind of boyfriend. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
You're on.
Yes, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
We've got a homeless problem here in Albuquerque, and several weeks ago they had a housing coalition that had a rally in the park for getting homeless people into housing, and the people had signs that said housing is a right.
Mm.
And housing,
we have one of those here.
They had that here?
Yeah, remember when that guy was yelling at Thomas Parisi because Thomas Parisi wanted to sleep in the gazebo?
Yeah.
They were having a communist protest saying that we need to give people housing.
But Parisi was, like, raining on their parade,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Parisi was, like, on a binge or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Tom Parisi, who we've had as a guest on the show in the past, was just going off in the park while these commies were having this housing protest or whatever. And Thomas
he was arguing
just
with them
sleep.
About who was more homeless.
Well, he was homeless at the time, apparently, and he wanted to sleep in the park gazebo, but apparently the commies didn't like it.
Yeah.
Right?
So it was stupid.
While they're advocating,
double standard.
Right, while they're advocating for helping the homeless, there's one of them in the park that wants to, you know, make a bed there, and they're
Well, not your kind of homeless, only our kind of homeless.
Right. You have to sleep where we sleep.
It's like a turf war.
All right. So, Richard, what about these homeless people?
Well, they had signs that said housing is a right and housing should be for everybody, but yet they're homeless. They're not contributing to society.
Mm-hmm.
They're poorly educated. They have a bunch of mental problems. And now the mayor and some of the people that are on the city council, they're proposing turning abandoned hotels and abandoned apartment houses into what they're calling low-income housing.
Why is there so much of that in Albuquerque? Just, like, abandoned hotels. Like, they already did that with an abandoned jail.
They're doing that here in Keene.
Really?
It's going to be a new building that's being constructed.
That is a privately run homeless place.
Yeah.
He's talking about the government taking over hotels that are quote-unquote abandoned. It sounds like, Richard, you're a critic of this idea.
Well, yes, I am, because I just bought a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house for $285,000.
Damn.
And last year, the property tax on that house was over $2,800.
Wow.
I'm a property taxpayer, and probably some of this money I'm going to be paying in property taxes will be going to take over these abandoned hotels and abandoned apartment houses, and my property taxes is going to be used to support what they're calling low-income housing.
Yep. And you know what they're going to be doing in there? They're going to be smoking crack and drinking alcohol and taking their welfare checks and blowing it on really expensive stuff because that's their lifestyle.
And look what Richard has done for the homeless. He turned Sarah all the way around, and now she's a capitalist.
Yeah, Sarah used to be a complete homeless wreck, and now she's, like, talking about working again. So kudos to you, Richard, for the positive influence you've had on our Sarah.
In all honesty, though, I think that people who believe in this stuff is, like, they have their heart in the right place, but it just needs to be voluntary donations. Like, if you care so much, donate. Start something up.
That's a good point,
And, you know, I have an issue with the housing is a right thing. Because it's really not a right. Like, housing and food and, you know, all of that, they're not rights necessarily. Yes, they're
unless
essential.
You believe in slavery.
But, you know, it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? You know, you need your food, your shelter, your water. But those are things you need to acquire yourself.
Yes.
You know, it's...
You have to spend time and effort.
Well, and this is the thing. So people aren't, there's no self-responsibility. People aren't able to be self-sustaining, and then they rely on the government. So they're like, well, this is a right, so you have to pay for it. So I'm homeless, so you have to pay for my house, even though you pay for your own house. It makes no sense.
Well, it's like people say you have a right to health care. That means that you would have a right to the human beings, and you're one of them, Nikki, you work in the industry, that you would have a right to Nikki's time and her effort because she decided she wanted to be a nurse. So now she's at your beck and call, and you don't have to pay for it? No, her time's valuable. She put time in learning this business.
But their rationale is, but she'll get paid.
It'll just be by
everyone else paying.
Yeah, and that sucks. Because
so then
they decide what you're worth.
Exactly. Well, so there's that. And then it's like, okay, so everyone else has to be stolen from to pay my paycheck?
Because everyone but me has to pay.
Yeah.
Right. Because the people who are saying housing is a right don't want to pay a dime for it. They just want to have it.
It's very ironic. And a lot of these people who promote communism and these sort of concepts don't like paying taxes. Huh. Who would have thought of that? They don't like working, and they go out of their way to, you know, they'll work under the table and stuff, but they go out of their way to not pay taxes, which obviously I think that's great, but don't be a hypocrite about it.
Stop demanding that other people pay for your habits or whatever. Richard, anything else you want to share?
Well, yes, my I have an older sister that cooks at a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. And last week, they had a homeless person that was telling everybody that when they paid him what he thought he was worth to work, then he would get a job. And my sister pointed out to this homeless person that since he wasn't working and creating a better chance for himself, a better life to himself, that he really wasn't worth nothing right now.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but I get the viewpoint. I understand why people are frustrated
with those people. Maybe he means that she said his labor isn't worth anything because he doesn't have anything to offer. But not, I wouldn't say the human being is worth nothing.
There you go. Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Nikki, what is going on? He brought up the medical, we talked about medical freedoms and paying for things. What is happening with these doctors in Canada? Are they going to have to escape Canada?
They can try, but they might be trapped there if they're unvaccinated, because you can't leave the country if you're unvaccinated. But
Can you even cross into the U.S.,
nope.
right?
Nope. I had a friend who was supposed to, she's from Canada.
Yeah.
She was supposed to come visit me and other people, whatever, in this area. This was maybe 6 months ago.
Okay.
It was, yeah. So, and she heard of another girl getting across the border. And she couldn't get on a flight, so she drove.
Right.
Poor girl drove 6 hours to the U.S. border.
Okay.
And got turned around. They would not let her cross.
Wouldn't let her in.
The U.S. would not let her in.
And
they can't enter the U.S. unvaccinated.
Oh.
Wow,
unless you're a citizen.
I thought they got rid of that. That's crazy.
I don't think so. I mean, when she was trying to,
she
couldn't.
Yeah, you said it was only 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so what's going to happen to these doctors now?
So, lawmakers in Canada are advancing new legislation that seeks to punish doctors with jail time if they are caught spreading so-called misinformation. The new legislation, Bill 36, Health Professionals in Occupations Act, will make it a crime for medical professionals to give their patients advice that conflicts with the government's official narrative.
Wow.
In what world are doctors not allowed to give advice? That's literally their job. That's why they went to medical school, so they would be qualified enough to give medical advice.
And when did the government become more qualified than doctors?
And they are the ones who will decide. The government doctors are the ones who will be dictating what is and what is not. The one true way to health. We'll talk more about it coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us in the remaining moments tonight, which are here now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Nikki. And Bonnie.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We do have a chat server. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at chat.freetalklive.com. That's where you get the step-by-step instructions as to how to get involved on our Matrix chat server, which is an open-source and federated free software that is free to use to you as well. So head over to chat.freetalklive.com. Nikki, you're just beginning to tell us what sounds like a really disturbing story. I mean, Canada has been, you know, shockingly, I think, because everybody think when you think of Canada, you think, oh, those people are so nice.
Yeah.
But not the government.
Nope.
And it's been absolutely terrifying. The stories that have come out of Canada since the COVID madness has taken over there. We've seen businesses being destroyed and shut down, which of course happened in the United States as well. But it was like they were arresting business owners there during the crackdown, and you know, maybe that happened in the U.S. here and there, but it seemed to be happening more often per capita in Canada. As you pointed out, they put in severe travel restrictions. Yep. You were not allowed to fly, and still, I believe, are not when it comes to if you have not been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. You had a friend who couldn't even travel across the border.
And I also know a lot of people that fled the country before those travel restrictions. Either they made it out in time before the travel restrictions were set in place, or they snuck out. But now they essentially can't go back, or they need to get a fake vax card or something, you know, which a lot of people aren't willing to risk.
That's like a felony.
You know, there's that, and then there's also, like, the principle of it. It's like, I'm not going to pretend, like, no, this is against my beliefs, and I'm not going to play your game and pretend I am when I'm not.
You don't want to live a life that's not your life. You're just living for the benefit of these politicians. You're doing as you're told, and that's not fulfilling.
You're taking them on. So if you get a fake a passport, you're just going to be counted as one of the, you know, thousand people that passed the border today, and you must have been vaccinated. You showed your vax ID.
Well, and that was a big reason why I thought I was going to be blacklisted from nursing forever. I just got fired from my job, and I was like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily I found a job who was okay with me being unvaccinated.
Well, haven't some hospitals been hiring people back?
Yeah.
And also I got news from my brother.
In the Air Force?
Yeah, he sent this thing that said, Congress set to rescind COVID-19 vaccine mandate for troops. So he said,
I feel so bad for the people who got vaccinated, essentially against their will, because they were terrified.
Thinking it was all they could do to save their job.
And now, you know, it's really sad that people had to do that, because who knows what the long-lasting effects of this thing are, and who knows if they're reversible or not.
I do feel bad for people, too, but people need to learn to not go against their will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing that people do to themselves, whether you like it or not. Like, you made the choice.
It's fear, you know?
Yep.
You can't let fear take control of your life.
So now, if these doctors in Canada go with their will, they're going to possibly go into a prison cell. So how many doctors are we going to start seeing popping up in Canadian prisons now? So what's the proposal here? They're going to pass, they're considering, it hasn't passed yet.
Yeah.
But they're considering a law that would essentially make making any kind of medical recommendation outside of the state's approved, whatever their medical recommendations are, is going to be a crime.
And I don't know if this is specifically, the article is making it seem like this is specifically in regards to COVID.
Okay, that's where it starts.
That's where it starts, exactly. It could be in regards to anything. So the state-sanctioned medical authorities responded by threatening physicians with investigations and regulatory action if they put the public at risk with misinformation.
Well, and we saw some of that here, too, where state medical boards would pull
their licenses. Yeah, so it's
like
okay,
right?
You lose your license and, you know, I mean, going to medical school, that's no small thing. It's expensive. It sometimes takes 10 plus years of your life.
Wow.
You know, you build this whole
stripped.
Career.
Just have it stripped from you.
I mean, for some people, you know, it's their life.
Yeah.
They might as well be in jail. You know
what
I mean?
That's a good point.
That's how some people feel. I mean, that's their passion.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know some people that love practicing medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, just 18 months later, these threats from medical authorities have evolved into a disturbing reality. The sweeping piece of legislation that has now emerged includes 2-year jail sentences for doctors who are deemed to be spreading certain types of false or misleading information.
Wow.
The new bill was approved by the legislature last Thursday and immediately received royal assent. I don't know what that means.
It's because they're still under England laws, so they have all kinds of
royal. Weird. I didn't know that.
Before you said it received royal assent, it went through what? The legislature?
That's what it says.
So it's
been passed. The new bill was approved by the legislature last Thursday.
What's the next step? If it's been assented to royally, does the prime minister have to sign off?
It now awaits a cabinet order to determine when the law comes into force. So
this is a done deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
A nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that defends the freedoms of Canadians, the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, is raising the alarm about the bill.
And what was it? Bill 36? Was that
Bill 36, HPOA.
Wow. Goodbye,
that's
whatever semblance of
crazy
health freedom that you guys had left there in Canada.
It's scary. And it's mind-blowing to me, because you hire a doctor to get medical advice.
Yes.
And this whole concept of the science is settled is so dangerous. Previously, scientists were seeking the truth. And that is just not the reality we live in, because it's not just Canada. I mean, this is going on all over the world. And even though it's not as bad in the U.S., doctors are getting their licenses pulled. Doctors are getting their licenses pulled if they give too many, permission slips, essentially. I forget the actual word for it, but exemptions for patients if they have an adverse reaction to vaccines. If they have a legitimate medical exemption.
Sorry, I know you also get an allergic reaction when you get vaccines, but you got to get it anyway because I already gave out 20 this year or whatever.
It's crazy. And I've literally heard doctors say, it's okay if you had an allergic reaction last time you got the COVID vaccine. You either need to A, try a different one, or B, come into the emergency room to get it administered.
Oh my
so
God.
We can, you know, administer epinephrine or whatever when you go into anaphylactic shock or whatever. I mean, this is, it's scary. Any other medication you're allergic to, you know, if somebody's allergic to penicillin, the doctor's not like, well, you need this antibiotic, so we
just
better
go to the ER and take it.
Yeah, we'll just give it to you anyways. I mean, that would never happen with any other vaccine or any other medication. So it just, it really doesn't make any sense.
Yep, this is absolutely insane, and you're welcome to comment on it here. Let's go to the phones. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead. You okay?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is David in Huntsville, Alabama.
David, go ahead.
I just have a quick little comment about what you were saying.
Yes, sir.
With Canada and the United States.
Yeah.
And this COVID thing. They tout socialism. They tout communism as utopia. And then they bare their teeth and expose the lies.
Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on with your phone line, but there's some weird noises.
Yeah, it was back when it happened before I called.
Yeah, so I got to put you back on hold. I got to thank you for the call. We can't take you on a line that noisy, but I thank you for the call tonight.
But his point is taken, yeah. Like, as soon as they start implementing just a little bit of socialism, you realize how not a utopia would be.
But, no, the communists and the socialists love this because this is their opinion. You know, most of them share this opinion.
You talking about the Canadian bill?
Yeah. They love this being forced on people. They're like, oh, good, we're being saved from all of the crazy right-wing doctors.
The new science is only one opinion will reign.
Yes.
And if you don't agree with it, you're going to prison.
I mean
that's
it's just
nuts.
Like, if we knew everything there was to know about medicine, we would have, like, no cancer, no, you know, autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. We would... obviously, we don't know everything there is to know.
And it's always evolving. You know,
yeah,
protocols are always evolving.
Right. How many times have commonly held beliefs been completely reversed based on new scientific discoveries and the constant testing?
Especially in medicine.
Yeah.
I mean, medicine and information in medicine is constantly changing.
But for that to happen, you have to have the freedom to develop a new opinion and then put that opinion out there and put it to the test.
Well, not when it comes to COVID.
Yeah. Now, Canada is saying, nope, you can't do that now.
And this is just really proof for me, you know, as if I didn't already believe this, but this is concrete proof for me that I don't want to say none of this is real, but they clearly don't want to get to the bottom of whatever is going on with COVID and the vaccine.
Nope. You will
they don't want to know the truth.
You will accept
it's already
the diktats
settled.
Of the, your dear leaders. Out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us between now and then. We're expecting Mark Edge to be joining us again on tomorrow night's show as well. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.